World Mythology is supported by Yen.io, the world's first cryptocurrency social exchange. Sign up for Yen.io today. That's Yen.io. Hey, I now have a Patreon page, so if you join a tier, it's a cool way to support what I do. You can get cool benefits like a shoutout or a special patron-only behind-the-scenes videos, which you can get by being a podcast subscriber. If you want to support what I do, check out the show notes. This week, on World Mythology, we're going to tell some stories that I have either been told or have told myself. They are quite funny, and I thought that they were so good that they had to be told on this podcast. We'll see why when making your instructions, you should probably make them as clear as possible, and why you should totally paint in the dark. With ketchup. This is World Mythology, Episode 13, Ketchup Shoes. Welcome back to World Mythology. This week, a story my friend told me and a story I made up in the middle of the night while talking to my sister. The first story we're going to tell is called The Three Hunters, a really funny story my friend told me. Hunter 1 was in his cottage. He was cutting his kill up when he heard a knock on the door. "Come in," he shouted, putting down his carving knife. In came the other two hunters. "Hey," Hunter 2 said casually. "Goodbye," Hunter 3 said cheerfully. Both Hunter 1 and 2 sighed. "How many times have we told you? Goodbye is for when you are leaving. Hello is what you say when you meet someone," Hunter 2 said exasperated. "Oh," pouted Hunter 3. "I thought I actually got it correct this time." Both of the other hunters sighed and went about the house. There was no doubt that the third hunter was quite stupid, but they tried to help him as much as possible. The first hunter was strong. He was great at hunting, but wasn't super smart. But he was smart enough to know that hello was a greeting and that goodbye was a parting saying. The second hunter was smart. He wasn't as good as hunting like the first hunter, but he could create delicious meals. Besides, he caught the odd rabbit occasionally. The third hunter was stupid. There was no other way to put it. He didn't know the difference between a man and a woman, hello and goodbye, and meat and vegetables. It was quite embarrassing to say it, but he was pretty much just dumb. When the third hunter went hunting, he always scared the game away, shot at harmless things like butterflies, and ended up trying to kill the biggest, strongest animals, which would eventually trample him. But Hunter 3 was trying. So when it was evening, he tried to help make dinner. "Hunter 3, pass the salt," Hunter 1 said. Hunter 3 casually meandered towards the table and grabbed the pepper. "No, the salt," Hunter 1 said. "I got the salt," Hunter 3 said. "No, you got the pepper. Get the bottle with white flakes in it," Hunter 1 said, pointing at the bottle with white flakes. Hunter 3 sighed and grabbed the salt. "This is salt, right?" he said, gesturing towards the salt shaker. "Yes, it is. Now, can you get Hunter 2? Hunter 1 said. Hunter 3 went and grabbed Hunter 2. "I think it's time for dinner," he said. Both hunters went inside and sat down for dinner. "Okay, tomorrow, I think it would only be fair if one of us gets food," Hunter 1 said. "What do you mean?" Hunter 2 said. "Like, I hunt for tomorrow, you hunt the next day, and then it's back to me," Hunter 1 said. "I like this plan. Okay, let's try it," Hunter 2 said. "Hey, what about me?" Hunter 3 butted in. "Well, you can't really... Oh, come on, let me try. Please," he said. Both hunters, 1 and 2, looked at each other. "All right, after we go, you can try. Feel free to ask any questions, all right?" they said. "Okay," Hunter 3 said. "Just remember, you have to bring something back, okay?" Hunter 2 said. "Fine," Hunter 3 said, going to bed. The next morning, Hunter 1, the strong one, went out to kill some animals. Hunter 2 and 3 also went out, but to get wood. "Do you think he'll get a lot of kills?" Hunter 3 asked. "Sure," grunted Hunter 2. "He's quite strong." "Huh," Hunter 3 said. "Well, I want to do a good job. So how does he hunt and do such a good job? Hunter 3 said. You'll have to ask him when he gets back. Now help me out? Hunter 3 obliged and said they had a nice stack of firewood and were just dragging it all back when Hunter 1 came back. He was looking a deer and had a great grin plastered on his face. Okay, I got something for dinner, he said. Great, let me help you, Hunter 3 said. No thanks. I can do it alone, Hunter 1 said. But can I ask you some questions? During dinner. Ah, when do you stop talking? Hunter 1 and 2 seasoned and made stew and then brought pots and bowls to the table. Can you get utensils, Hunter 2 asked Hunter 3. Okay, Hunter 3 said, grabbing some knives. No, we need spoons, Hunter 2 said, face-palming. Ah, okay, Hunter 3 said, grabbing forks. No, you... Fine. Hunter 1 grabbed the spoons. Hunter 1 grabbed the spoons and then ladled some stew into the three bowls. Okay, so you wanted to ask me some questions? Hunter 1 asked Hunter 3. Yes, so how do you hunt? Hunter 1 slurped some stew and then responded. The way I hunt is that I find some tracks, then I sneak up and shoot the deer, Hunter 1 said, miming hunting a deer. Ah, good plan, Hunter 3 said, finishing the rest of his stew and then hopping off to bed. How is he gonna kill for us? Hunter 2 said, shaking his head. I don't know, but we haven't given him a chance in a while, so let's give him this shot, Hunter 1 said, getting ready for bed as well. I suppose you're right, Hunter 2 said, clearing the table. The next day, Hunter 2, the smart one, went out. So what are we going to do? Hunter 3 asked Hunter 1. I suppose we could clean the house, Hunter 1 mused. No, 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 Hunter 3 said. Okay, it's decided, Hunter 1 said, trying to keep a straight face. Ah! Hunter 3 said, running off into the woods. Hunter 1 just laughed and got the broom. Sometime later, Hunter 3 came back with pails of water. Why, thank you for getting this water, Hunter 1 said. Now, why don't you go get the broom and sweep the rooms while I take this in? Okay, Hunter 3 said, resigning to his chores. Hunter 1 went out back and threw the water out. It was colored green. Gross, muttered Hunter 1. Soon, Hunter 3 came back with a couple of rabbits. Hey, Hunter 3 said. Hey, Hunter 2 said. So, how did you get those? Later, okay? Hunter 2 said, trying to get inside the house as Hunter 3 was blocking the doorway. Can you please move now? Hunter 3 moved. They had rabbit with some carrots that night. I know, so specific. And while they were eating, Hunter 3 asked Hunter 2 how he hunted. Well, I follow the tracks and sneak quietly up to the game, and then I check that everything is safe, and then shoot, Hunter 2 said. Well, I mean, that's rather safe, Hunter 1 said. Hey, I play it safe, what can I say, Hunter 2 said. Okay, so I get to go out tomorrow, right, Hunter 3 said. Phew, I mean, yes, you can, Hunter 2 said, recovering. Yes, Hunter 3 said, running straight to bed. What will tomorrow hold, Hunter 1 said. I have no idea, Hunter 2 said. The next day, the stupid dumb nut, the third hunter, went out. Hunters 1 and 2 looked after him nervously. Will he be alright? I don't know. Hopefully. And they had a quick prayer session right there. They scurried around the house, trying to keep their mind off the third hunter. Soon, they were lounging around with nothing to do. They had chopped more than enough firewood, cleaned the house a billion times, and picked enough fruit to fill two baskets. Soon, a person came out from the forest. It was the third hunter, battered and bruised, and bleeding from a cut above his left eye. Oh, crap, I told you, Hunter 2 said, running towards the third hunter. Are you okay? What happened? Hunter 1 asked. Hunter 3 was tired and sat down, right there. Well what? Both of them asked. I found train tracks. I followed them. I shot the train. Train did not stop, he said. That story was called The Three Hunters, a story my friend Brick, or Bryce, told me during a talent show at my school. It brought many laughs and was definitely shorter than that. I had to lengthen it because no one wants a story that's only 5 minutes long. I adapted that story and ended up wondering why the third hunter was so stupid. The character I wanted to focus on for this story was the third hunter, obviously, because he was so stupid. How do you get so stupid? I just don't get it. That hunter just didn't get it. Next, we're going to tell a story that I made up, which doesn't have a name, except maybe The Mystery House, which has a pretty lame name and is semi-scary. But that will be right after this. World Mythology is supported by Yen.io, the world's first cryptocurrency social exchange. Sign up for Yen.io today. That's Yen.io. Layla was walking down to get some food from the village market for her mother. She could distinctly remember what her mother had told her. Do not stop, just get the food and come back. Layla, however, was not a very good listener, and on the way back, saw the mystery house. The black, dilapidated house had a shabby paint job and rotting wood. Setting the food down, Layla peeked inside. Supposedly, someone had been murdered here, and now no one went inside. Inside, it was quite dark, but it looked like a nice house. Layla thought it was a great place to live. Skipping home, she ran inside. Mom, I found a place to live in. Her mother came to her in an instant. You did? Yes. Now, can I have some money? Layla asked impatient. Her mother pressed some coins into her hand. Okay, I'm so proud of you, darling. By the way, where are you staying? The mystery house, Layla said, before running out the door, a basket full of food and clothing in her hands. Wait, what? Her mother said. Layla arrived at the house in good timing. She was excited. She stepped onto the porch and the wood almost immediately broke, causing her to hold on to the doorknob. Shaken, but still excited, she opened the door. Inside, it was pitch black. With her eyes adjusting to the darkness, she could see a stairway to her right, leading upstairs. Taking care to put her stuff somewhere safe, she checked out downstairs. It was just untidy, maybe 2 or 3 inches of dust, but that could easily be fixed. Layla cleaned downstairs and dusted everything off. She put books back onto the bookshelf and put plates and such in the cupboard. Soon, there was nothing to do downstairs. Now upstairs, it was pretty creepy, and Layla was scared. There were supposedly bloody footprints leading up the stairs. She climbed the stairs up and was almost gaining her confidence back when, as she hit the last step, a loud creak echoed around the house. And, to top it off, she heard a moan down the hall. Layla froze. The moaning continued. It was like grunts and moans, and they sounded annoyed and angry. Careful to be as quiet as possible, she headed towards the room where the moans came from. The door was open, and it was so dark inside that Layla couldn't see inside without the lights on. The grunts were more pronounced and louder than ever, but Layla just had to get what was inside. She reached towards the wall, trying to find a light switch. When she found it, she counted to 10 and flicked it on. Ah! You messed me up! I was almost finished putting ketchup on the bottom of my shoes! Layla was confused. Are you alright? She asked. There was a man sitting there with a bottle of Heinz ketchup at his feet and the soles of his shoes covered in the red substance. Wait, the bloody footprints were ketchup? Layla asked. Yes, wait. Who are you? The man asked. I'm Layla, and I live here now. Oh, you do? Well, I just like putting ketchup on my shoes. Why? I just do. Now, do you want to get married? He asked her. Sure, why not? And they got married and lived in the house forever now known as the Ketchup House. So, that was my story. It's pretty funny. I mean, who puts ketchup on the bottom of their shoes? Anyway, that story spawned because my sister wanted me to tell her a story, so I did. It had to be semi-scary, or else she would kill me. The character I wanted to focus on was the mother. She didn't even try to stop her daughter and just gave her the money, but I guess she just didn't care enough. That's all for this week of World Mythology. This week's episode was produced, edited, and written by Rowan Saddington. The theme music is by Blue Dot Sessions, and you can find all the other great music I used in the show notes. Don't forget to check out the Patreon page. If you want to leave a review, Apple Podcasts is best. It really helps the show. Also, if you have any story submissions, email me. It's in the show notes. And before you go, I want to give a shout out to Ethan and Logan, who've become a podcast potato. Thank you so, so much. It really makes me grateful, and I hope they continue to love and enjoy this podcast. Last but not least, don't forget to sign up for yen.io. Bye!